Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey, restaurant owners and operators.
Hey, everybody, Ryan Gromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurant tour, founder of TheRestaurantBoss.com, ClickBacon.com, ScaleMyRestaurant.com. I am so excited. We've got Matt Flat Wage.
Give me your defined in the video.
Yeah, you got MP. I was told you break your thumb doing it.
But, oh, is that how you do it? You have to break your thumb. But if you guys didn't see on his shirt, it's an awesome fist pump. But look at that. It's an M and a P.
Because of labor.
If that doesn't tell you this guy knows how to market, maybe the orange and the blue will. There's a couple of guys out there, guys, gals, whatever. There's a couple of people out there in the restaurant business that I trust with marketing.
Coming up,
there's a lot that I don't. There's a couple that I do. And Matt is absolutely one of those guys. He's building a massive marketing agency. Just does a phenomenal job. We send people his way all the time.
Hey,
and it's such an
Ryan
honor
here,
to have you here. I've been a guest on your show now. You get to be a guest on mine. We call the show Out of the Weeds. Mostly we talk with operators and they get to tell stories about how they got themselves out of the weeds. For those of you who are in the restaurant business long enough, you know the term. But anyways, I don't want to read some boring bio about Matt. I'll just let Matt tell you as much or as little about himself. But the reason he's here today
He's got a book coming out. I'm trying to get my first book out, so I'm jealous.
I'm going to pick his brain a little bit later about how to get to three books, but he's got his third book coming out, and I really want to share it with you because I got an advanced copy. It's not an advanced. It's out, right?
We're talking about now. Yeah,
we're going to talk about that, but I got a copy of it last night. Unfortunately, the physical copy didn't show up, so it was emailed to me. I got to read most of it last night. It's an easy, quick read. You're going to love it.
About what
Matt,
I mean by this.
One, take it away, buddy.
Paying an employee a wage.
The postman has yours. He's probably in the van reading it now, but it's coming in route. So
different
I appreciate the opportunity, Ryan. Love your energy, love your passion.
The definition
love what you're
of
doing
fair wage.
Out of the weeds, we all need to get out of the
weeds
because it's tough.
Else.
That's every business you're in, especially the restaurant. The weeds are deep and
I don't know
you can't see through them.
They go into your brain. They just get there.
We don't have a choice. What matters sometimes.
So
what I do
my
know
background,
is that
name's Matt Flapp.
If we
MP,
are not paying
is
a fair wage, our business
we,
is only successful.
We work with restaurants,
we're
America's best restaurants.
People,
name my company.
We're not
we have two divisions. One division that helps consumers
in,
find restaurants, which is our TV show that we're
is
in the process
really
of launching. We've got two Mercedes vans
really
out there now. The ones in North Carolina, the other ones in Idaho. And we'll have 6 to 10 by this time next summer, and 50 in 5 years. With the goal of helping publicize restaurants, you should eat at frequency.
That's going
to
vary.
The other aspect of it is our marketing firm, which is the same.
And it's
going to
vary on the position at which they're working. But here's what I believe. If you're an owner, you know well enough what that fair wage is based on.
The other aspect of our business is restaurant marketing works. That's why I named this book that, because it's the name of our company. And
but I want
what
you
we
to
have
pay
found is restaurants
to
struggle
the in the
to do three things really well.
Because I think
attract the attention of people
mind,
who they should have the attention
I'll be able
of.
To help you
build a database from
money.
The people that they get their attention.
And, understand
and
what
then
it takes
retain
to
those
money.
People.
And, why
and
you
as you and I were talking before, we'll tell a story
right
in a minute.
Now.
I'm not
also,
drinking
there are a lot of trolls
beer.
On the
this is a shame.
I know this is a controversial
I couldn't find
topic,
a cup in our office,
opinions,
and I wanted to drink some water from our freaking filter
bit,
tank.
Still going
so
to be
I grabbed a growler that was
I'm
off the shelf. I'll tell the story why I had this growler later. But
comments. But please take a moment to process.
I'll take a sip of water with you, buddy.
Right?
No problem.
Let's not call anybody names. Let's not.
Anybody that knows me knows
other.
I don't drink anyway.
Let's have a real
but
debate here. So
we help restaurants. I'll tell a story about how this right here helped get
coach,
the data of a couple thousand people and drive tens of thousands in sales up front.
And screamed at my
but at
coach.
The end of the day,
I said things like,
it's
you
all
don't
about
understand.
Getting people
you can't
to walk in
that stuff.
Because I think that's what a lot of restaurants struggle to do. I was telling an operator earlier today, the number's not big. When we look at data from clients we work with hundreds of restaurants nationwide, independent franchises, pizza, steak, sushi, you name it. It's between 600 to 800 people. That if you can get 600 to 800 people and have their attention more often and get them to walk in more often, it makes
a
giant difference to your bottom line in that incremental profit that comes
in.
So 600 to 800 people is the herd immunity. It's the amount that it takes to get that critical mass to get it going, which is is not a lot. I mean, I talk with operators all the time that have 2,000-3,000 people on a database, but I know you're going to talk about it too. It's not just having the database.
If they add a large amount of value, they should get paid higher.
That's how you use it.
Right.
It's like that putter behind you. You know, I've got a friend of mine who
went through that. That is a lethal weapon, by the way.
I got a friend of mine who went through like three sets of clubs in a year. I bought one of them. He's like, I'm done with these things. $1,000 irons. I'm like, $250? Sure. And I'm like, Rob, it's not the clubs. It's how you use them, brother. And I remember, you know, I've golfed my whole life. And it cracks me up. You know, it's like, you get on the drive, you get on the tee box. And the inclination is, I'm going to swing hard on this par five. I'm going to get to this green, too. The harder you swing, the worse the club does, because you narrow your chance of hitting the correct spot.
And
marketing is the same way. It's not the database you have. It's how you use the database. And so when I wrote this book, and by the way, we talked about it, it's available on Amazon now. You can pay, I think it's Kindle. It's like $9 or $6, something like that. And the regular price is $25. But any minute, because Amazon's hard to get to do things quick, apparently, even though they delivered this box in like an hour.
Yeah, they're good at that.
So working, I've got given them the authorization to lower the printed version to the lowest. I think it's $5.99. It'll be any day. You can get the printed version. But the concept behind this book was exactly the title: Restaurant Marketing That Works, Before, During, and After the Pandemic. And the concept is nothing's changed. Because a lot of people think that my publisher called me up when we did the book. I was writing it midway through the pandemic. I finished it the end of last year, basically, and I made some tweaks early this year. He called me and he's like, hey, are you going to change some stuff in there based on what you saw during the past year? And I said, no matter what they like, you're telling me nothing's different? I said, honestly, no. It's getting people's attention who want to eat at your restaurant. And then getting it more often. And the way you get it more often is by owning their data and by using the data correctly.
300 per shift.
Awesome.
And are often offered doubles.
And we see the same in operations. I mean, obviously things have changed as far as, you know, ways that people eat at restaurants and find restaurants and things like that. But at the end of the day, like, good food, good operators, good service. You take care of your guests, you take care of your staff. From an operation side, the restaurants that were doing well before the pandemic did well during the pandemic and are doing well after. Restaurants that struggled for whatever reasons before the pandemic struggled during the pandemic and are struggling now. Unfortunately, that's the reality of it. That's the pattern that we're seeing. So, you know, things always change, but it's...
last month, a new
I don't think the fundamentals is what I'm saying. Like, wait, agreeing with you. It's not the fundamentals that change. It's
a little bit too.
Look at marketing, and you would be the expert at this, but, you know, YouTube, a commercial on YouTube is the commercial on TV. It's just a different medium.
Yep.
Not a commercial during a podcast is a commercial that was on the radio. It's just a different medium. Facebook is a newspaper, or Instagram is a newspaper. It's all the same. And I love, like, when I've read, like, marketing books from the 60s, like the old school marketing guys, like the Wizards of Marketing, like some great books like that about writing copy and the psychology of purchasing. It's all the same. I'll read a book that was published 2 years ago and a book that was published 60 years ago. And it's the same content. They just use different examples and different media.
Video after video about what better means, but I'm going to do my best to go
and how you do it. Yeah, I think what's changed, though, what's awesome and what's really made the playing field uneven in the form of the business owner was that 15 years ago, every form of media outside of walking outside with a sign in your restaurant was paid media.
And I was
you bought direct mail, you bought radio, you bought TV, you bought cable, you bought all this marketing. Now, guess what Facebook costs?
They still show up
zero.
To work.
Instagram, zero. Today is the LinkedIn, day zero. YouTube, a blog post. I mean, there's all these things that are free. It's just a matter of using them. Email marketing, for example, you factor in, like, you got a 5,000 person list and you're paying $50 a month for a database software. If you use the email list correctly, it's not costing you a whole lot. So when you look at those mediums you had to choose from when the guys like Dan Kennedy and that wrote books 10, 15, 20 years ago, it's the same message. It's the same calls to action. It's the same triggers, but it's a different medium. And the good thing is that medium's free. I just got off a call with a lady who owns a restaurant that sold radio advertising for like 10 years. And we were talking about that. I'm like, my background's radio as well. It was expensive to buy radio advertising. Plus, 99% of the people that heard the commercial weren't in the market for buy from you right now. Whereas you can create your own radio station. I use that term in the book with an email database, with a text database, with a birthday club, with an anniversary club, with a growler club.
in your restaurant.
So we're going to get to the growler in a second, but before that, in your book, one thing that caught my mind was you said something about marketing that doesn't suck.
As a whole. Or
tell us about marketing that doesn't suck, whether it's a specific or just in general. Or I remember reading that section. I was like, I got to ask. There's two things I wanted to ask you. One was marketing that doesn't suck, and the other one we already talked about, but we'll put it live here.
What they're doing for you today is helping them develop skills.
The marketing doesn't suck comes from also the connotation of don't give offers that suck.
Whatever they want to do.
There's two differences. You hear it all the time from restaurants. I can't give away something for free. And I'm like, well, you're right. You can't if you're not getting something in return. Like giving away a free growler shouldn't hit your food cost line, it should hit your marketing budget.
And I hope you
but at the same time, if you use that promotion like we're telling a minute to get someone's information, it's different. And what I mean by marketing that sucks is I saw a restaurant recently. Hey, Matt, for your birthday, because my birthday was a couple months ago,
I believe
for your birthday, here's a $10 off $50 purchase.
And then like, when an employee just
gave me a coupon for my birthday, I was going to, if I'm coming to your restaurant, this restaurant's particular average check is like $70 for me and my wife to get. I can't come there and not spend $50 anyway. So why don't you just make it more appealing and say, Matt, because it's your birthday, your steak is on the house.
We're demonstrating the nightmare instead of the dream.
Your chocolate sundae, fudge sundae is on the house. Now I'm like, oh my gosh, I get a free dessert. Even though the $10 is probably the same thing, it's just the verbiage, it's the way it's laid out. It's perception's reality. This is a coupon, this isn't a coupon. And people don't want coupons as a gift.
You can say,
and that's
kind
of what cracked me up on. The other aspect of something that sucks is
and you train your
understanding
team,
what
and you're
gets
doing
people
it well
excited.
And you're doing it properly.
And
you can say your
if you were taking your car to get an oil change, hey, bring your car here to get an oil change, get your power steering fixed, get new windshield wipers, and get one tire washed for free is equivalent to, hey, buy two entrees, get a free Coke. People don't get activated. Now, it depends on how level of activation. My world, if 10 people see something, I want 4 to 5 to take action. In the old direct mail world, 2 to 4%. 2 to 4% are going to be activated. I don't want 2 to 4% I want 25% activated.
In addition to better,
and so that's where it comes from is like not having something that sucks.
Companies like
and really, I always ask operators like, would that
even
get you
above
excited?
The California minimum
no?
wage of
well,
$15
why would you
an
offer
hour,
to your
and
customers?
They make a ton of money doing it.
So you talked about
there are examples.
Sorry,
like
I laugh every time I see you drinking out of your growler. I don't think he's telling the truth. I think that's filled with IPA.
But we've worked to adjust their business model.
So in the book, you talked about, and I read the section in detail because I often promote like.
We
give something away for free. People like free,
where they
but there's always the fear of the people who are going
to
come in and just order a glass of water, get their free thing, take up a table, not leave a tip, you know, et cetera. But you've done the data where you've given an example in here. We don't have to get into the specifics of it. It's in the book. But just tell us generally what you found in that example and why it works out better to give away something for free.
So that example came from a real life conversation with three general managers. So we have a had a client that had three locations
on top
and
of the
we had done some different promotions.
And you didn't respond.
We got to a point about 4 or 5 months in. They said, hey, we're done with the free appetizer.
Or imagine you were a
garbage
Blockbuster video owner.
It brings in riffraff. Everybody wants something for free.
Everybody rented videos from Blockbuster. They were all over the place. It's what we did when I was in high school.
Let's look at it.
We're
tracking everything. And I think there was another conversation before this that led to us doing an A-B test. It's in the book. But at the end of the day, I said, here's the data. So you're saying that the buy one, get one free entree doesn't work. You want to do the free entree with no restrictions, or the free entree with purchase, free appetizer with no restrictions, free entree, free appetizer with purchase and entree.
And
I said, yeah, we got to go with purchase and entree.
In the 40s and 50s,
and I said, so you're under the perception that everybody's walking in here. That's what happens. We all remember the negative. Like I remember, like I'm watching my son play football last Friday, and I watched him for 30 plays. I remember the one where he just let the guy run by him and tackle the quarterback. You forget the 49 when he dominated.
Right.
It just negative sticks out. And especially when you've got a bartender going,
hey,
Ryan, another guy came in today, got a free app and a water. So I said, cool. I'm glad you feel that way. I had the word doc done. I said, let's look at the data.
I see it
for every 100 people. This is the proxmits in the book. But for about every 100 people
on every visit, you don't have to worry about raising prices.
Opted into the program or redeemed an offer.
But they had the free appetizer with first of an entree. Wages and 130 costs of goods sold by raising their prices, but not with the free appetizer.
So we had 30% bump. And the people that had no restriction, we had about 5 to 8% would come in
on the same bun
and use the free appetizer and get a water.
Everybody else,
yeah, there was like every 100 people, you got 5 to 8 people that are going to come in.
Of course, you can't raise,
but you just got 20, you know, 23, 24 more people come in, spend $40 a pop. So you just gave out, let's say, let's do 5 is the easy number. 5 food cost $3, you got $15 that you gave out and got nothing in return.
Create something different.
Would you rather give away
your
15
expectations with something new that they've never
not
had before
and pass
then you'll
up
have
let's
no
say 25 people
you'll have
at
the funds
bucks.
You need to pay right. fairly
so you got I don't know I'm not be, a math guy but 25 times 40 is probably close to $1,000
you
got $1,000 in revenue
guess.
You get $12 in cost.
What they want. Give
and
them
the other aspect
service,
of it will be also
food.
I don't know if
give
this is in the book or not in that chapter I've been writing the last year and a half.
I know. I wrote. I did the same thing as you. I finished my book end of last year, and now as I'm going back through in final edits, I'm like, oh, I remember writing that.
You
like, or I don't remember writing that. That's good.
Not
yeah, but I don't know if this part's in there. We also saw like a 25 to 30% increase in
opt-ins.
So that 100 to 130 really isn't fair because the same ad spend and effort to give somebody a free appetizer with personal entree, when it got 100 people, it got like the other one free appetizer. Period got like 140, 150
there are restaurants
people.
Out there that
yeah.
are
so you're getting more people
to
opt in. So you're getting more data.
Forces,
and then you're getting more people
is,
to use the offer. And yeah, you're going to have those 5 to 8 people that come in and use the offer and go away. But
my
more times than not,
changes,
that doesn't happen.
And I need you to
we can tell the story about the growler if you want to also.
Yeah, no, please. I was going to say, this is going to lead right into the growler. So you said off camera before.
Yeah, so I'm joking. I didn't even realize it, but I told him, he's like, when you cleaned it out, was there beer in it still? I said,
you'll open as
it's never had beer in it, and I'm thinking,
imagine.
Wow, I got this growler from a promotion like this. This is
a
client
of
ours that had a hard time getting
you,
people
that
had never had to-go
about?
Beer. And they worked to try and get it set up
and
get a franchise agreement to do to-go beer and growlers and growlers.
See our team members succeed?
And they wanted to know how to do it.
And
I said, guys, I think
don't
what we need to do is let's give away, let's buy in quantity.
Right now,
they're like $2.28 a logoed growler.
Feel they deserve
and let's do a promotion on Facebook, our email list, our text list. Click here, give us your information. And get a voucher sent to you.
The restaurant business
Facebook
is not
Messenger
as hard as we make
to
it. Sure.
Bring it into the restaurant for a free logo growler, alcohol not
included.
We're
not curing cancer.
Well,
or putting rocket
we did this,
on Mars.
And
we're
we got rid of the, like, it was like
2,500.
It was some big number of
what
growlers, like ASAP. Like, it was fast. So all these growlers were out the door. But every one of them went out
get
the door.
Good
the vouchers went out the door. To people who gave us their information. Well, then they walk in, and like 9.9 out of 10, if you're a person that goes to this brand and gets a free growler, you drove there, you went, you got your car, you drove to the restaurant, you pulled in the parking lot, you got out, you walked inside. And the one location
is
that parking lot
is
a parking garage. The other location, the parking lot is a little detached. The other one, it's hard to get to. So they took an effort.
That's all it takes in business is find out what your guests want.
They clicked
the
link. They answered five questions.
Make
they got
it a
the offer in their
them.
Phone.
Make it a
they drove
faster.
To your restaurant.
Make
they walked in.
For them,
they aren't going, they ah, sucker, got my growler and rolling. 9.9 out of 10.
If you do this,
got
the
thing
will
filled
be out
with
the door.
Beer.
You'll be able to charge more.
$25,
plenty of staff members applying.
And then on top of that, a lot
not
of them
because you pay
sat
well,
down
because you
and
pay
had a
well
cold brew while they were waiting. And some of them also said, I'm going to eat dinner while I'm here. And so at the end of the day, you gave out, let's say, $2,500. Let's round it up to $3. You gave out $7,500 in these. You got 2,500 people to give you their name, phone, and email. And for an average number, a name, phone, or an email from a consumer for your restaurant is valued at around $10 on an annual basis. Probably low, but it's an easy number. So if I've got 2,500 people that gave me their name, phone, or email, that's $25,000 in value for $7,500 in these things. Oh, and all by the way,
employees and you want more guests,
let's just say 2,000 of the people
of just great
got it filled,
because
which
of
more
great
did.
Operations and great systems
times
30,
I don't know what that $60,000
sure,
in sales,
help,
I guess
our
the number
is
I make more net.
All the marketing in the world
but
doesn't matter.
At the end of the day,
you believe in
you've
that,
got to figure out
then
a
I
great
encourage you to come
call.
Check
I just read a book called
doing.
Triggers.
There'll be links
and it's about triggers in the marketing world.
You can find
I read a book also called Marketing Outrageous. They got a guy in a big pseudo outfit on the front.
Let's go ahead.
And it's a lot of the same stuff. How do you get people to stop what they're doing? And
I
take
know this video
action.
Started about
and if you can do that in my world, the book, one of the biggest things in here is called ABR, Track, Build, Retain. My number one thing is how do you build demand? How does every time you spend a dollar or an effort on marketing,
that's what
can
it's
you
about.
Get somebody's information.
If we are offering a great product,
people ask me all the time about coupons, and I always say I'm not a fan of coupons unless it's in exchange.
And if we train them and coach them and develop them,
I have no issue giving stuff away for free and things like that. Dan Kennedy, one of the great things that I've always heard, maybe you've heard this, maybe you haven't, but he used to talk about how the goal is to spend the most money on marketing. The winner spends more money on marketing. What he means by that is
a coach makes it.
If you can afford, if you can craft an entire marketing funnel that's more profitable than your competition,
and
you can afford to outbuy your competition. You could spend more. So it wasn't about I want to spend more. It was about
coaching programs.
I know that every dollar I spend here is going to generate me $10. How many dollars would you spend? Well, if you put a dollar in a machine and 10 comes out, I'm pretty sure you would just keep stuffing dollar bills into that machine. There'd be no
systems create freedom. Freedom creates so, value.
I think sometimes we look at marketing. We look at marketing as an expense. I'd be curious your thoughts on that, rather than looking at marketing as an investment. I think sometimes we look at rent the same way. We're like, oh, that building is really expensive. I'm like, but it's probably filled with your targeted audience, which is why it's expensive. One of the biggest things I hate is when I get a phone call and someone's like, you know, that place is too expensive. I'm going to go with the cheaper rent for our location. I'm like, whoa. Cheap rent is not always a good thing. We want expensive rent. So anyways, I just wanted to add that in there.
Yeah. So, you know, to answer your question, expense or investment, it's the reason it's considered an expense, in my opinion, is a lot of times it's something that can be changed on the fly. You know, like I've got this building. We have a 9,000 square foot office. I own it. My other company owns it. It's not an expense. I got to pay it. It's an investment. It's a mortgage that if next month I go, what can we change? I can't just not pay the bank. I mean, I probably could, but that wouldn't lend to anything good. Marketing wise, I can say, hey, we spent 10 grand on Google pay-per-click last month. We need to cut some fat this month. We're going to cut it. And what's negative, what really drives me crazy is when people cut marketing, when they know what it's generating, but also when they don't know. I mean, like I had a guy one time that was telling me, he's like, we had three different things we cut and we didn't know which one to cut because you know which one worked. And so we cut one, nothing happened. We cut the other, nothing happened. We cut the other. Oh crap, things went through. We figured out that one. Well, you've got to have systems in place to understand what's working. Because if you don't have systems in place with understanding it's working, it's kind of like owning a house and never get to live there. I speak a lot to marketing professionals and train them on, you know, why marketing is looked in a negative fashion by business owners and restaurant owners. I said, I want you to imagine this. You go out, you buy a house. So you got a realtor that sells you the house. You got a closing, the title place, you go and do the closing docs. You got a bank that you're sending money to. You got an insurance guy that you get insurance with. Imagine if you did all of that and every month, every day, you never got to go to the house. You still lived in an apartment over here. You're like, hey, I got a house. Like Denny told me I got a house. Milt told me. Ryan told me the house is over there. But you'd never seen it. That's why I've come to believe that restaurants and small businesses do not like marketing is because they've never been able to see the tangible effects of what happens when you spend a dollar. Like, I don't want to pronounce her name. I think it might be Venetia said, I'll spend 15 to get $1,000 all day long, or I'll give up 15 for $1,000. Well, it's the same thing. Well, okay. If you know what it takes to get that $1,000, that's what you got to figure out. You know, like I was just looking at a dashboard for a restaurant in Virginia Beach that we work with. Every time he spends $6.15 with our company, which has our fees and Facebook and Instagram and email and text, $6.15, he gets somebody to engage in his marketing. He gets somebody to give name, phone number, email, gender, and visit frequency because you got to know if they're a new, frequent, or lost customer. And then he gets them to visit the restaurant and spend $40. Well, guess what? Visit 2 through 100 is free. And so that's a valuable part. And then the other part you asked about coupons are free. People expect coupons. I don't expect free. So like one thing we're hardcore with our clients is when we give people to, and I talk about it in the book, you want to introduce people to offers because they don't expect a free steak every time. I walked into Panera Bread back during the pandemic. I was going in there every other day, get my coffee, go to the office. And the lady, I walked up and she's like, I hadn't joined their coffee club yet. I don't know why I hadn't. And she's like, hey, today's coffee's on the house. I go, how come? She goes, because you're a good customer. We appreciate you coming in. I'm like, cool. I didn't go in the next time. I'm like, yo, hello. It was free last time. Free again. But if every time I go in, it's like, oh, you get 10% off. It's like, okay, I get 10% off every time. Or I get, $10 off 30. That same restaurant I was telling you about with the case study where we looked at how many people got the free app versus the free app with entree. They've been running, they were running an ad in a local magazine called Reach Magazine, $10 off $30 to purchase. And they ran the same ad, and they still are, for like 7 years. I did a survey because I'm like, guys, we got to quit doing it. Like crack almost. Like if you're addicted to this cash flow that's coming from this coupon campaign. I did a survey of the people that redeemed it over the course of like 60 days, figured out how to get a survey in front of them, talk to them. We found that right around 60 to 70% of those customers acknowledged they were coming to the restaurant anyways, but they knew there was a 10 off 30 coupon in Reach Magazine. And they said they pull it and use it every month. So I'm like, okay, so every 1,000 people, they would get like 2,400 people a month use this coupon. And they're spending $3,995 to distribute the coupon. So let's just go at 1,000. So let's say it costs 1,000 to get 1,000 people the coupon. 600 of them came in and got their $10 off. That's $6,000. Is that right? 600 times 10, is that 6,000? Yep.
600 so times 10 is 6,000. Yeah.
$6,000.
It was almost too simple. I had to pause.
Yeah, I know. So I was thinking, I'm like, it seems like it should be more. But there's $6,000 in discounts you just gave to people who were already coming here, and you spent $1,000 to give it to them.
It's like the dry cleaners of restaurants is what I call it. Like,
yeah.
I don't, fortunately, I think I live a much more casual lifestyle than some people ever did. But, you know, people who wear suits and ties and you know, get dressed up for work every day, they're going to the dry cleaners every week. And you get used to that coupon coming, and you're going to go to whatever dry cleaner is bringing you the $1, you know, per shirt coupon.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people are. They're going to go to the restaurant anyways. I have a pizza client doing something very similar that we've been trying to get them off of for a while. But like you said, they become very comfortable with it. It's 5 off 25, 10 off 50. Yeah. And it's crazy because every time they mail out their tri-fold menu, they get a big boost in that coupon redemptions. Yeah. But we need to train them to get off of that to where we're not just sending out that mailer every month and people are just sitting at home waiting for it. When the mailer comes, we order with a coupon.
There's a great thing that people are accustomed to now since the pandemic hit. It's called a QR code.
Oh yeah.
You know, instead of putting a coupon on that magazine ad or that menu stopper, put a QR code on there and say, hey, because we value your business, we want to give you an amazing offer that's too good to print. Scan this to get it. They scan it. They go into a tool where you get their information. And that way, if they've already gotten it, you can take them down a different path. Hey, Ryan, we appreciate you scanning the code. We see you're already a member of our VIP program, but we really love you. Here's something different. Or here's this. Or maybe they don't have to tell you that because you can just change it up based on what they do. Which goes to something else we were talking about that's in the book that I think is really important. I don't know where it's at in here, but it's new frequent lost. You know, there's a chart in here on page 22 that at the very top shows that we understand where the customers are coming from. This particular chart, 19% are lost, 5% are new, 74% are frequent. If you understand when people give you their information, who they are, if they're a new customer, they need to know different information than a frequent. And if they're a lost customer, they might just need a hug. Like, bro, where you been? Like, little funny emoji bear hugging them, like squeezing. You know, so you got to figure that stuff out because right now, marketing is one size fits all for all these restaurants. It's, hey, we send an email 52 weeks a year. We send the same email to every customer, whether they're men, women, frequent, lost, or new. And we have the same coupons for everybody. Like, that's the wrong tack to go. You know, I was talking to a guy. We had a pizza company in my office here today. We were talking to him. And we talked about that if you got a person that's a brand new customer, you know, they need to know where you're located, your hours. They need to know your menu. You might be able to run some retargeting ads on Facebook and Instagram that really indoctrinate them to what you do. But then also you might deliver them four offers that, you know, one's a dessert, one's an appetizer, one's a sandwich, one's a pizza. Somebody that tells you they're a frequent customer, you might just take the route of the dessert. They've already got whether they eat pizza or what. You can make them choose, but you can take them down a different path to try and just drive incremental sales somewhere else.
Awesome. Great information. And so tell us a little bit more about where we can get the book.
Yeah. So Amazon's the best place for me. You can go to Amazon. Like I said, right now it's on there for, it's on there for $24.99. You can get that if you want or right away, but anytime in the next day or two, it's supposed to go to like $5.99, $6. There's also a Kindle version on there and you can get that. And I would ask you also leave a review once you get the book. And it's a quick read, like you mentioned. I've written three books, and all three of them I wrote with the intention that if I were to get on a plane from Miami, Florida, and fly to Cincinnati, Ohio, where I live, in Northern Kentucky, that I could read it on the plane. I'm not a, I read a lot of books, and I've got books that might take me 2 weeks to read, a month to read, because I don't read like for hours at a time. I'm typically like a 30 to minute to an hour guy. This is a book you can read in one sitting. It's got actionable steps. There's QR codes in a lot of the chapters that go to video tutorials on what we're talking about, that go to downloads. There's even this cool little image of what if you had 100 mats, my favorite image.
I think I told you this once before when I was on your show, but the first time I flew into Cincinnati, I was visiting a client out there, and the stewardess says, "Welcome to Kentucky Airport." And I'm like, whoa, hold on. I'm supposed to be in Ohio right now. I'm supposed to be in Cincinnati. And little did I know, it's about a 10-minute drive just over the bridge. But I'll never forget that landing in Kentucky and them talking about Kentucky. And it's even called the Cincinnati, Northern Cincinnati, Kentucky.
Cincinnati Airport. It's changed a few times back in the day. I think when I was a kid, it was the Cincinnati Airport. Then there was a lot of like, hey, this is bull crap. It's the Kentucky. It's in Northern Kentucky. We're like, well, we're not dumb enough to know that people are coming. Like Cincinnati's the market.
Right.
And what's even funnier is the Starbucks in the one wing only always has Ohio stuff. Like there's nothing Kentucky.
Kentucky State or anything. It's all Buckeye.
Yeah. Like we don't exist. Like there's nothing UK, Louisville, the state of Kentucky on a coffee mug. It's all Ohio. But
well, at least they're not selling any Michigan stuff in there. All right, Matt, anything else you want to add here before we go?
No, I appreciate you having me on. I appreciate it. And you know, anybody that wants to get a hold of me, you know, matt@mattplapp.com is my email. My cell phone, my actual number is 859-743-2408. I'm the CEO of our company. We have 40 or so employees. And I'm, you know, hard to get a hold of sometimes, but if you want to have a conversation, I try my best to answer every call, reply to every text, reply to every email. But I'm always open to give people advice on what the help, how they can increase what they're doing with their restaurant in a non-sales manner, in a non-strings attached manner. Because at the end of the day, if we all help each other out, we all get better.
That's what we're out trying to do is we got to, now more than ever, we got to make some changes in this crazy restaurant business. People are suffering out there and we got to reattach to our missions. I know you've got a big mission. I've got a big mission too. And it's very personal for me. This is a fantastic industry and people are leaving it at a record pace. We got to change that. So anyways, Matt, it's an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the book. I'll try to get the little, and again, like he said, go grab a copy of the book, show it one more time so people see the title of it, Restaurant Marketing That Works Before, During, and After the Pandemic. Matt Plapp, P-L-A-P-P. Just Google him on, or go to Amazon to get a copy of the book.
What's that? Try to get the fist bump on there for you.
What's that?
There we go.
Oh, the fist bump. There you go. you know, go to Amazon, get a copy of the book. We'll have links when this video goes out on our blog. We'll have links to the Amazon. Check out Matt's website. Like I say, if you need some help on marketing, I've sent people to Matt and his team or himself have reached out. So just absolute pleasure. So happy to help you get this book out there and have an absolutely amazing day. And remember, all of you out there in restaurant land, systems create freedom. Freedom creates value and value creates scale. I love every single one of you crazy restaurant people. Have an amazing day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.